Hello. This audio walkthrough will take you through a hands-on demonstration of Tradesman Software on-screen takeoff program. Before you go through this walkthrough, you should have already have gone through the Masonry Estimating Program walkthrough and can now start a new project and build walls. Let's start a new project. Call it on-screen project or anything you want to call it. From the Walls and Reports screen, screen C, insert a new wall. The wall can consist of anything you want. Brick and CMU or just CMU will work just fine. Once you have the new wall built, click on the button Place Wall, which is located at the top of your screen, just to the right of the wall section. A screen will now prompt you to select the means you wish to use to take off your wall. Of course, we want you to select on-screen takeoff. This brings you to the update on-screen blueprint. Screen UOSB. You are now going to get or select your digital floor plan for this demonstration project. On top of your screen, in the list box, click on the button Select Files. This will open the folder you last selected a blueprint from. If you are a new customer, the folder you will be going to is Blueprints. For this demo walkthrough, select floorplan.tif or TIFF by highlighting the file and click on the button Open. This will select the blueprint file and bring you back to the UOSB screen, or the update on-screen blueprint. If the elevation on this blueprint needs to be changed, change it and click on the button OK. Let's say if the elevation of your job was 100, of course, you would change the elevation on the blueprint you're going to be working with to 100. Now, for this demo walkthrough, let's leave the elevation at 00. Now, click on the OK button. In a few seconds, you will see an image of the blueprint being displayed on your screen, your on-screen blueprint screen, or the OSB. Next, I want to point out the round dollies or wheels that are located at the bottom left, bottom, and bottom right of your screen. If you point your mouse arrow to any of the wheels, or referred to as screen tools, and click and move your mouse, you will see that you can move your blueprint. Try to move or position the blueprint in the middle of your screen and zoom in so the blueprint takes up most of the screen, but you can still see the four corners of your building. And you can see the 104-foot dimension at the top of the blueprint. The next thing we're going to do is set the scale of this blueprint using that 104-foot dimension. Look at the top of your screen in the list box where your blueprint description is listed. You will see a line description called Scale. Place a check mark in the box under Show on the description line Scale. You will now see a darkened screen with green squares around the outside. Point and click your mouse on the dark screen. while holding down your left mouse button, move the dark window, or call scale manipulator, and move the manipulator to the right so you can see the upper left green square on the manipulator. Our object now is to move the scale manipulator green corners over the left and right hash marks of the 104-foot length on the blueprint. Again, in this demo, we are going to use the length 104 feet, which is located at the top of the blueprint. Click your mouse in the dark portion of the scale manipulator and move the upper left-hand green square corner close to the left hash mark or the beginning of the 104-foot dimension. Now click your mouse arrow right on top of the left green square. While holding down the left mouse button, move the green square right over the beginning hash mark of the 104-foot dimension. Now click on the wheel marked Trans X and move the wheel to the left until you can see the upper right green box of the manipulator. Click on the upper right green box and drag it to the right hash mark of the 104-foot dimension. Now the scale manipulator is set to a dimension of 104 feet. You enter the 104-foot dimension in the horizontal field and set the project scale, which is located in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. You are now finished getting your blueprint and setting the scale for this demo project. So let's click on the button Save and Close, which is located at the lower right-hand corner of your screen. After we finish working with this single sheet floor plan, we will come back and go through a multi-sheet floor plan project. Okay, right now this brings us to the place walls screen, or screen PW, where you're going to position your blueprint to do your wall takeoffs. Position the blueprint into kind of a floor plan view. Grab your print and roll it around so it looks kind of like a floor plan for your first takeoff. Before we get started placing walls, let me point out the wall transparency feature. Having walls transparent makes it easier for the user to place walls and openings. To get to the transparent settings, click on the tab Blueprints, which is located down in the lower left-hand corner of your screen. To make your blueprint transparent, click on the down arrow to the right of Make Walls Transparent and select Always. Of course, to see solid walls, you select Never. Now for this new project, let's select Never for our first wall takeoff. And just to the right, you can set the transparency levels of your blueprint and walls. For now, we recommend the blueprints to be set to 64% and walls set to 71.8%. Now click on the tab, Place Walls. To take off walls, you must always be in the pick mode. Look in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. If the button shows view, click on the button and change it to pick. Now use your wheels to position the blueprint. The wheels on this place wall screen don't move exactly as they did on the previous screen, OSB. Go ahead and try them, and you'll see they respond differently. If you are a keyboard savvy type user and want to move very quickly around the place wall screen that we're on right now, try this. While holding down your left mouse button with your right hand, simultaneously hold down the Alt key with your thumb and move the mouse. See how you can move the graphic. Now keep your thumb in the same place and add another finger to the Control key and move the mouse. You see what that key will do. Now add a third finger and hold down the Shift key and move the mouse. This will zoom the graphic in and out. Of course, you're now holding down three keys all at once, and you're moving that mouse. Again, you can see what the difference, holding down the different keys will help you move around the graphic very quick. If you use and get comfortable with this procedure, I'm sure you're going to like it. You can either use this procedure, the wheels, or wheels and keyboard combination. Whatever you're comfortable with. Take off walls. Point your mouse arrow to the upper right-hand corner of the building and left-click the mouse button. If you have your speakers on and the volume turned up, you will hear a click confirming that you started placing a wall. Now move to the left down the wall until you get to the upper left-hand corner and click the mouse button. Again, you will hear a click. Now go down to the third corner of the building and click the mouse. Again, you will hear the click. Now move to the right and go to the lower right-hand corner of the building and left-click that corner. Now, on the button, now on the bottom of your screen, about one-third from the left side of your screen, click on the button Close Segment. And we should see the outside of the building is taken off. Now position your building into kind of an elevation view or looking at the front of the building. Again, take your mouse, hold down on your Alt key, and move the building up so we can see the face. Now we can place our openings. To place openings, we need the walls to be transparent so we can see the blueprint. Go back to the Blueprints tab and select Always. We took off the wall solid for the first time just to show you or you could see exactly what you were doing while taking off that wall. To place openings in a wall, you click on the Place Openings tab that's near the bottom of your screen, about an inch and a half from the left side of your screen on the bottom. Now click on the down arrow. That's to the right of opening schedule. And select an opening. Of course, if you don't have an opening in your project, you can either bring one in from assemblies or create an opening 3x4x7x4. Create that opening and select it. Zoom in on your blueprint, and where you see an opening on your blueprint, point your mouse arrow on the left side of the opening or whichever offset type you've selected. That is, left side of opening, right side of opening, center of opening, or from center of section. And click your left mouse button. You should now see your opening placement. You'll hear a click or a noise, and that tells you that that opening placement was placed. And, of course, you can see it. If you made a mistake and the opening placement doesn't look correct, look right down on the openings tab and you'll see there's a little button there that allows you to delete the last placed opening. This concludes the on-screen takeoff walkthrough. We recommend that you take a few minutes and read the help file on all the different information and features for this place wall screen, or PW. To get help, or to get the help file for any of the screens, you press the F1 key. We said when we were finished working with the single sheet floor plan, we would go back and go through a multi-sheet floor plan project. So start a new project and get to the update on-screen blueprint screen, or the UOSB screen. If we get ahead of you at any time while we're going through this walkthrough, and you want to catch up, just click on pause and complete whatever we were trying to do before you come back and start the walkthrough. Okay, we now should be on the screen update on-screen blueprint. On top of your screen in the list box, click on the button Select Files. This will open the folder you last selected a blueprint from. Again, if you're a new customer, the folder you're going to be going to is called Blueprints. For this multi-sheet demo walkthrough, select Building A, B, C, and D.tif by highlighting all four of the files at once and click on the button Open. This will select the four blueprints files and bring you back to the UOSB screen, or the update on-screen blueprint. Now click on the OK button. In a few seconds, you will see images of the blueprints being displayed on your on-screen blueprint screen, or screen OSB. Zoom in a little and look at the lower right-hand side of the blueprint, and you'll see a small key plan of the four sheets, A, B, C, and D. See the location of these four sheets. Sheet A goes in the upper left-hand corner. Sheet B goes in the lower left-hand corner. Sheet C goes to the upper right-hand corner. And sheet D goes to the lower right-hand corner. Now zoom away a little from the print and click on the top sheet. By clicking on the sheet, it now shows a manipulator around that sheet, telling us we can move or manipulate that sheet. The sheet we're going to move is sheet A. Look up on top in the small window and look at the top of the page, and you will see the cursor is on the Building A TIF sheet. Our goal here is to try and lay or position all four sheets on top of each other and make one big blueprint for all four sheets. So click on the sheet, the top sheet, sheet A, and move it to the upper left-hand corner of your screen. Or really what we're doing is really moving the bottom right-hand corner to the center of the screen. We want to sort these sheets out and get them next to each other. Now click on the next blueprint, Building B, and move the upper right-hand corner to the middle of the screen. Now, click on the next blueprint, screen C, and move the lower left-hand corner of that print to the center of the screen. And last, click on the next sheet, blueprint D, and move the upper left-hand corner to the center of the screen. Now we can work with the different sheets and lay them on top of each other, again forming one large blueprint. Move in and out, or left or right, and click on sheet B and line it up with sheet A. That is, drag it over the top of sheet A, lining up the walls. It might be easier to use the wheels to line up the blueprints. Pick a spot or an area like a room or a wall and line it up with the sheet B on sheet A. They overlap each other. I use the elevator room number 106 to line up both of the sheets together. Now do the same with sheets C and D and line them up. Again, you might want to click on pause to get this maneuver finished, and when you're finished lining up the sheets, then click on play again. Next, we want to look at the top of your screen in the list box where your blueprint description is listed. Scroll up to the top line description called Scale. We're going to do the same thing we did with the single sheet. We find the dimension on that sheet and set our scale. In this particular multi-sheet project, we're going to use 32 feet. Place a check mark in the box under Show on the line Scale. At this time, you might want to zoom out. You will now see a darkened screen with the screen, with the green squares around the outside. Point and click your mouse on the dark screen. While holding your left mouse button down, move the dark window, or call the scale manipulator, and move the manipulator to the right so you can see the upper left green squares of the manipulator. Our object again is to move the scale manipulator green corners over the left and right hash marks of a 32-foot length that's located on the top of the A blueprints between column lines 6 and 7. Again, in this multi-sheet demo, we are going to use the length 32 feet, which is located at the top of the blueprint. Click your mouse in the dark portion of the scale manipulator and move the upper left-hand green square corner close to the left hash mark, or the beginning of the 32-foot dimension. Now click your mouse arrow right on top of the left green square. While holding down your left mouse button, move the green square right over at the beginning hash mark of the 32-foot dimension. Now click on the wheel marked Trans X and move the wheel to the left until you can see the upper right green box of the manipulator. Click that upper right green box and drag it to the right hash mark of the 32-foot dimension. Now the scale manipulator is set to a dimension of 32 feet. You can now enter that 32-foot dimension in the horizontal field in Set the Project Scale that's located in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. You are now finished getting your blueprints and setting the scale for this multi-sheet demo project. So click on the button Save and Close, which is located at the right-hand bottom of the screen. This concludes our multi-screen project walkthrough. If you want to stay now and place some walls on this large screen that we made, or blueprint we made, go ahead. Place some openings and get familiar with moving around on the place wall screen. Again, we recommend that you take a minute and read the help file on all the different types of information and features for this place wall screen, or screen PW. Again, to get help for this in any screen, press the F1 key. And thank you very much.